of it. How big of a challenge is it in terms of getting the message across to a population that either A, thinks that this is a thing of the past, or B, sort of wants to think it's a thing of the past?
Difficult, because that's perfectly normal. That we've had this going on for over 2.5 years. People are fed up. They want to get back to normal. We want them to get back to normal too. We did see a big effect when we had the first vaccine in. It did make a big difference. Yes, people got sick, but the vaccine made it less severe illness, reduced the hospitalizations, etc. Unfortunately, we know that the virus keeps changing, and I'm not going to go into all the different variants we've had, and we need to be ready to deal with those. And we know that as winter comes as well, people are going to be indoors a lot, socializing a lot more indoors, and that's the way you can spread infection. So we know that COVID will come back. It does come back every few number of months. So we want people protected for certainly the start of the winter by getting the COVID vaccine, if they should be getting it.
So obviously, you know, we're speaking now, but there's been sort of a bit of a gap in terms of a public health message, other than adverts and stuff. But all the while, you know, people have been talking to each other about how maybe they had a reaction to a third jab, or they spoke to someone who did, and that's been allowed to sort of percolate, and maybe people are having their opinions, and there's an increased hesitancy to a fourth injection. What would you say to those people who feel hesitant now?
Well, we know that with every sort of vaccine, that we're not going to give people an unsafe vaccine. So the vaccines are safe, but we know that people do have reaction to the mild reaction, sort of pain at the or soreness of the injections. Like some people can have a flu-like illness for 24 hours, etc., like that. But that's the way it is with all vaccines, and the COVID vaccine is no different to that. But we have to think that by getting the vaccine, as I said, it won't unfortunately stop you getting the infection, but it does stop you getting ill. We don't want people getting long COVID. We don't want people being sick for weeks. We don't want people being admitted to hospital.
Okay, so the way through August and into September, people are being called in cohorts. So is it over 60?
Yes.
I think I've got over 60s on my notes here, but it's over 65s or from Monday the 15th?
Over 60s.
Okay, over 60s from Monday the 15th.
They can get the vaccine from the 15th, from 55, from the 22nd, so it's down like that. But pregnant women and immunosuppressants can get it from the 15th of August as well. And get it from your GP or from the vaccination clinics, depending on what you require. And the sort of the detailed information is obviously on the HSC website, so there's links as well to make an appointment if you want to go to the vaccination centres to get the vaccine.
Do you have to be referred? Because a couple of weeks ago we were contacted by some people who turned up at a vaccination clinic to get theirs with the best will in the world, and they were told, well, you need to be a letter from your GP or something along those lines. So is it just book and turn up, or is there GP involvement?
Book and turn up.
Some people are a wee bit confused because there's talk of new vaccines and there's talk about, you know, different variants, but we're going to be giving people effectively the original vaccination. What's the logic
there?
Yes,
the same vaccine. Well, that's the one that's been tested at the moment, and we know it works. Down the line, as more development work is done on other vaccines, as opposed to the holy grail in the short term would be a vaccine that covers all the different subtypes of COVID, sort of a general COVID vaccine. We're not there yet. If just the same as we're not there with sort of a general flu vaccine, that the flu vaccine has to change every year according to deal with the flu viruses out there. And we're in a similar position at the moment with COVID. But down the line, as we learn more about it and find out what are the key components, that'll be something we'll have.
Is there, in terms of what can be revealed publicly, is there a target or an expectation or, you know, a point that the likes of yourselves and others involved in public health would like to get to? In other words, in terms of over 60s, are you expecting 30, 40, 60, 70% take up, or is there a figure that we need, for example?
We need to get up towards sort of the 80s to protect people because we want to. The vaccine, as you know, I've said this to you before numerous times, Greg, you've probably written down in your over your desk. Vaccine works in two ways. Number one, protects the individual, and it also cuts down the circulating virus, and that protects people who can't get the vaccine, have taken the vaccine and hasn't sort of have got the vaccine and the vaccine hasn't taken them fully, and those people who don't get the vaccine. So we're trying to cut down on the circulating virus. So that's why we need a high number of people vaccinated.
Okay, so how do people go about doing so? Where, for example, there are two COVID pop-up vaccination clinics held at the Community Mental Health Hub in Dunloe, Friday the 12th, Saturday the 13th. The clinics are from 11am to 5:15pm on both days. You can go to the hse.ie to check your eligibility. Doses 1, 2 and booster dose for those aged 12 and over. Available first and second boosters for those aged 65 years and over. There's also a vaccination clinic at Letterkenny's COVID-19 Vaccination Centre. And there's different times for different age cohorts. I would think confuse it if I go into it, so I'd suggest people go to the HSC website.
No, I agree totally with you. That's why I didn't want to say too much about the practicalities when we started off. But go to the website, detailed information there. The basic thing is that we're seeing over 60s, young children who underlying conditions and pregnant women, they can all start from that's been switched on sort of the middle of August.
Okay.
And then timelines then according to get the older people and the pregnant women and the immunosuppressed started first and then others then followed through as we did previously.
All right. Dr. Anthony Breston, thanks for your time today.
Not at all, Red. Thank you very much.
Dr. Anthony Breston, who is the public health consultant with HSC West. So